name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we see a golden chain linking belief and action, faith and fasting. What we say we believe and what we do. We see two kinds of unbelief today and two kinds of belief. Now, the man who had a lunatic son was rebuked by the Lord because of his unbelief. O faithless and perverse generation, the Lord said, how long shall I be with you? He was referring to the man, and he was referring to the people around him. So one kind of unbelief is when we do not do good. Because demons do not dwell in clean places, they dwell in unclean places. There was some reason why this boy was possessed by a demon. It could be because of the boy's sins. It could be because of the man's sins. The Lord showed that in this case, it was the sin of the man because he rebuked the man, O faithless and perverse generation. Demons live in dirty places. Unbelief is dirty. Unbelief is sin. So that's one kind of unbelief. So the Lord heals the boy, and the apostles wonder, why couldn't they cast him out? And what does the Lord say? Because of your unbelief. Now this is a different kind of unbelief. This is an unbelief that is a lack of internal knowledge and certainty. And that internal knowledge and certainty only comes about by living the Christian life. Look at the apostles. Look at how they were in the beginning. Squabbles, fears, arguments among each other, sometimes questions that seemed a little silly in retrospect. And look at them after the Lord was risen and after Pentecost. Fearless, wise, humble. They had changed. How had they changed? By the Lord helping them gain internal belief. The Lord inside their hearts. Something that cannot be taken away from them. Not something that we have to convince ourselves of, but something that is there and living within us. But if one does not have this belief, then there are things that you cannot do, such as cast out demons. So there's the belief, unbelief of sin and of not doing the commandments. And there is unbelief that is present in all of us until we have lived the Christian life a goodly amount of time. When I say live the Christian life, I don't mean just been a Christian for 50 years. I mean live the Christian life. Lived according to the commandments. Lived according to what is right. With your eyes always set on Jerusalem. Then you start to have inside you this inner conviction that no one can take away from you. And with this belief, mountains can be moved. So the Lord says. You can say to the mountain, move, and it moves. I've told you before, this mountain can signify our sins. Our sins are rather large and heavy, and they tend to stay where they are, don't they? But if we have faith, then we can say to the mountain of our sins, move, and it will move. We will change. But it takes a great amount of faith to do this. And so what does the Lord do? He immediately links faith with prayer and fasting. Because he says, if you have faith, you can say, as the grain of the mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move it, it'll move. Howbeit, this kind cometh out not except by prayer and fasting. He's referring to the demon in the boy, but not just the demon. He's referring to any of the things that make up our mountain. They don't come out except by prayer and fasting. They don't come out except by effort. they don't come out except by applying the gospel to our daily life. I told you there are two kinds of belief. There's belief in God, following the commandments because it is right, struggling to be good. And if anyone thinks that to be a Christian is easy, then you have not started to be a Christian yet. Because there are things in you that don't want to be a Christian. If you don't recognize those things, then they just lay in sort of in hiding and direct you like a puppet on a string. But when you recognize those things in yourself that are not Christian, your lack of humility, your arrogance, the fact that you take offense easily, the fact that you have thoughts that you shouldn't have, your laziness, tending to waste time, ambition, so many other things that are contrary to the gospel. When you recognize those things in yourself, then you'll recognize it's not so easy to be a Christian. Because it's not so easy to get rid of things. First step is to understand they're there. But then it takes great effort. The Lord said this kind comes out not except by prayer and fasting. That doesn't mean you can fast 3 days and everything's better. He's talking about a lifetime of prayer and fasting. Fasting is not just abstaining from food. Fasting is abstaining from our appetites. So if you have an appetite for praise, fast from it. If you have an appetite for rising up in business, fast from it. If you have an appetite for unclean things, fast from them. If you have an appetite for things that waste time, fast from them. Fasting is fasting from our appetites. Of course, part of the reason why the church fasts from food is because everyone needs food. And everyone likes food. Therefore, it is truly an offering to God that everyone can give. But the intent of fasting is not just so that we won't eat food. The intent of fasting is so that we won't sin. And it strengthens us to help us to not sin. And if you don't understand this, then you have not fasted enough. You will learn it by experience. Fasting helps us to not sin. But it has to be fasting with effort, fasting with purpose, and not fasting according to convenience. And prayer with fasting. Of course, the Apostle says we should pray without ceasing. We should ask God for help in everything in our lives. Give Him praise for everything He has given us. Believe in His providence for everything that happens to us. So everything should be done with prayer. With prayer is belief in God. Belief that everything is arranged for our salvation. So one kind of belief, I told you, is the following of the commandments, the struggle, the prayer, the fasting. But the purpose of our life is not prayer and fasting. It's not even prayer. The purpose of our life is not even prayer. In the gospel, the Lord says, there will come a time when I say he should not pray. When we are with God, we need not to ask to be with God, because we're with Him. So, those who have reached perfection and are gazing at the face of God, they need not ask God to come, because He is fully there. We, who have not reached perfection, we must continually ask God to come. And in His coming, He will prepare us. He is already ready. We are not. So we must be prepared to be at the face of God and to gaze at Him continually. We're not ready for that yet. So the second kind of belief is when one can gaze at the face of God without shame, without fear, without any trepidation, just with joy. And with that kind of belief, anything can be done. You can do anything, the Lord says. Mountains can be moved. Demoniacs can be exorcised. Anything can be done. So, we are somewhere in this continuum. Let it not be that one can say that we have no belief whatsoever. If that is the case, then we are far from God. And it's possible to consider yourself an Orthodox Christian and yet to have no belief. But let it be said that we believe, that we struggle to follow the commandments, and that we know that in struggling to follow the commandments, God will help us. He will not abandon us. The good work which He has begun for us, He will complete. And when it is completed, then we will have full belief. God will be in our hearts. We will know He's in our hearts. We will feel Him. Nothing can take that away. Until that day, let us struggle with prayer and fasting. Amen.